question. Do you think it's ever okay to spank your child? I know what the kids riding along in the car might be saying, but 20 years ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics, or AAP, said parents should be encouraged to not spank. Now they've come out with a stronger warning. Parents should never spank their children. They say a body of research shows that spanking has long-term negative consequences and not a lot of short-term, except a negative impact on the relationship parents have with their kids. Dr. Robert Segi is a pediatrician at Tufts Medical Center in the Floating Hospital in Boston and one of the authors of that statement. So, Dr. Segi, don't use spanking as a parenting tool. Why? What are you finding?
Studies show that when children are spanked, they become more oppositional and more aggressive and act out in different ways. And sometimes this makes the parents spank them more, and one can get in a really vicious cycle where the children misbehave and the parents punish them more. In addition, there have been a number of studies that have looked at the effectiveness of corporal punishment, and it turns out that it's not effective in the medium or long term. So we have something that doesn't work and can hurt children.
Well, let's hear more about how it can hurt children. Obviously, it's painful. But you just said that children can have increased aggression, you know, down the road. Is it true? I think I'm reading that, in fact, the conclusion is that spanking alone is associated with outcomes similar to those of children who've been physically abused.
Yeah, there's one paper that puts that out, and I think that there's some truth to that. Because what we know is that what happens when a child is hit by their parents is really shame and humiliation, and it undermines that wonderful, loving bond between parents and children. And it's that psychological problem more than, you know, any physical issue that's the problem with spanking.
Well, talk about that. I mean, there's the pain, the physical pain, but talk about that. What is that? Pain of betrayal? Sudden lack of trust in this person that's supposed to be this loving person?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That what happens is in your very first and most important loving relationship, someone inserts fear and violence. And from a child's point of view, the person they're supposed to love and trust might hit them and hurt them from time to time. So it makes them wary and cautious. And they also, because they love their parents, they learn that violence is okay, that it's okay to hit somebody else. And so that part of what happens with their behavior is actually that they're imitating their parents, or at least their perception of their parents.
Look, the pediatricians apparently already largely agree with this thinking. A survey showed that 74% didn't approve of spanking, 78% thought spanking never or seldom improved children's behavior. As you said, it isn't even effective. But what do you do with the remaining pediatricians and their families, the people they work with, who think this is a bunch of hooey? This is just soft thinking coming out of Boston, you know, and that, you know, every now and then a child needs some corporal punishment.
You know, I that's a really good question, and that's one of the roles of the American Academy of Pediatrics in developing a policy statement. My co-author, Dr. Siegel from Boston University, and I spent literally years reviewing the literature, and then it was reviewed again by dozens of other pediatricians and by the board of the American Academy of Pediatrics. So pediatricians will read this in the journal of the AAP, and they'll understand that the scientific evidence is, at this point, extremely strong. And we found that most pediatricians will follow AAP policy, or at least feel an obligation to tell the parents of families they care for that this is the official policy of the AAP.
Yeah. Look, it seems as if it's going down in popularity among surveys of parents as well over the years. But we're remembering back to when BostonGlobe.com reminds us that there were clinical psychologists and best-selling authors who talk about spanking. In 1970, there was one, Fitzhugh Dodson, who said it was his pow-wow approach. It's my pow, followed by his wow. And then he'd demonstrate how he hit a child's bottom. And he said at the time it was actually better, especially for single moms who have no other way to control their children. Look, that's kind of horrifying, but I'm also imagining that there are parents saying, I'm at wit's end. I have no other way.
Yeah. So two comments on that. One is there's so many things that people believed 50 years ago that we no longer believe. Mm-hmm. That's why people keep studying things and finding out more. So I think we're in a much better place than we were in 1970s. But one of the things that pediatricians can do is to help parents from getting to that last resort. Parents talk to us a lot about child behavior problems, and we can work with parents and do some mutual problem solving so parents never get to that level of frustration where they don't know what else to do.
Yeah. By the way, you have a website, and at the website healthychildren.org, there's tips for, you know, alternatives, you know, timeouts, you know, other consequences for behavior. But what should the parent do that just has that one moment? This isn't a regular thing. This isn't, you know, every Tuesday if they don't like Johnny's report card, you know, turn around and you get a spanking. This is maybe something that just happens because they lose it. What should you do if you have spanked your child and you regret it?
Well, you know, if you have spanked your child and you regret it, you can certainly apologize to the child, explain how you were feeling, and plan not to do that again. You know, all of us have moments when we feel ourselves getting angry and irrational and frustrated, and that's the time when you take a big breath, tell the child to, you know, go to their room, go to the corner, do something, get out of my sight, and then calm yourself down for a minute.
You know, but we talk about the emotional effect. There's the physical effect that it creates a child who's actually going to be more aggressive down the road. But is it true that it also affects a child's brain and way of thinking?
You know, in the 21st century, now that we have ways of looking inside a child's growing brain, using MRI scans and things like that, we now have a great appreciation of how a child's experience determines how their brain grows. And there was a couple of recent studies that showed that children whose parents relied on corporal punishment, their brains had a smaller part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex than other children who weren't spanked. And it turns out that this region is where some of the self-regulation that we all have to control our own behavior occurs. So studies are relatively small, but they're convincing because there are so many other studies that have shown changes in children's brain growth as a result of things like child abuse and other issues. Mm-hmm. So we find it extremely concerning that spanking a child may lead to permanent changes in their brain.
Yeah. But would you go as far as calling regular corporal punishment spanking, or a ruler that was known in the house as going to be the punishment, or a paddle? Would you go as far as saying right now that that is child abuse?
You know, I don't think so. I think that I would love to live in a world where that was the worst thing that happened to children.
Yeah.
But I think that what we would like to do is so many parents come to us for advice on how to help children, how to help them with children's problematic behavior. And we can offer them lots of good advice and counsel them not to spank their children. For parents who need more help, most communities have family resource centers or parenting classes, and pediatricians know where those resources are. And we can really help parents do a much better job raising their kids, because what we know is deep down, almost all parents truly love their children and would do anything for them. And they come to us for advice based on the best knowledge we have now. And that's what this policy statement does, is it gives them access to the best information we have now. And we have lots of ways to help them solve the traditional problems of childhood.
It's not just don't do this, it's here's another choice.
Right.
Dr. Robert Segi, pediatrician at Tufts Medical Center and the Floating Hospital in Boston, and one of the authors behind the new policy statement from the American Academy of Pediatrics, do not spank. Dr. Segi, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So that's research, but a new ABC News poll shows that people approved of spanking children in principle by a 2-to-1 margin and have said they did it, but they don't want anyone else to do it to their kids. 72% say they disapproved of spanking or corporal punishment in schools. And right now, corporal punishment is allowed in schools in 19 states. So weigh in. Do you spank? Were you spanked? Are you one of those who think this is a bunch of hooey? Or are you horrified at what you're hearing is the negative result? All thoughts welcome, hereandnow.org.